This is the first movement of the Eroica. Get that meter. Hear how he's, hear the syncopation? This is still the first group. We'll be in the first group for a while. Another big passage of syncopation coming. Expect the cadence. Now, somewhere along in here, we go into the development. The opening theme in the bass now. Thank you. I mean about the syncopation here. Now the new tune. Now the new tune. Getting towards the end of the development where he's going to gradually settle into this long dominant area. And listen for the French horns. That moment now, the recapitulation begins. But it wanders off into a different key. Now the horns. And it goes into another key, and you hear the flute. Back in E flat, and he'll pretty much stay there. The rest of the recapitulation is pretty straightforward. second group now. He's coming to the end of the exposition in just a minute. Listen and see if you can tell where the coda begins. Listen for that really oddball chord I was mentioning. Right there, just completely different. Now the rest of this movement is coda, and it's quite long, the coda is. That's the theme from the development. Sounds almost like two, but it's still three. Now here's that spot, tonic, dominant. Building up, second time. Just like a big ending cadence. Well, this is a good example of how a composer can take this same form and just what the possibilities are and do something really quite different with it. One of the things you noticed, did you notice, by the way, the coda was just about as long as the development or the recapitulation or any of the other sections. So there was a huge expansion there, in addition to all of the other things Beethoven did.